joining me now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from the Green and Gold Postgame Show, the Wendy's Big Show, and the former Packer and Badger running back, who you can catch on Spectrum News 1 along with Roy Butler and Dennis Krause tonight at 7 o'clock. It's the one, the only, Gary Ellerson. GE, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
Good, Rom Dog. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. Always better when Gary Ellerson can join me. So I'm better than I was even just a couple of minutes ago. Gary, I'm going to ask you the question I was asking Packers fans to start the show today. Scale of 1 to 10, sure. How confident are you that the Packers beat the 49ers on Sunday? Scale of 1 to 10.
10.
10? You're another one with the 10. There's not a shadow of a doubt in your mind that they beat the 49ers.
The Packers are a better team. 49ers are good, but the Packers are a better team. This is almost like when the 49ers beat the Packers a couple years ago out there in San Francisco, NFC Championship game. The Packers are a better team, Rami.
I agree with you that they're the better team, but I learned a lot about football from working with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler over the years. And sometimes a good matchup on a given Sunday can override who's the bigger team. And I look at this game and I look at how bad the Packers have been against the run for the last 8 weeks or so, and how good the 49ers have been in running the football the last 8 weeks or so. And I just see this, you know, they say styles make fights. I see this as a style that gives the Packers some problems this weekend. I put it at a 6, Gary. How am I so far apart? Because you're not the I got people saying 11, 12, 13 on a scale of 1 to 10. How are we so far apart on this?
Well, because I think, you know, you're looking at trends, and trends are good. But I don't think you're basing it off of, you know, probably a couple years ago. That probably sits in your mind, and everybody knows that the 49ers want to run the football, and they set the edge and all this. The 49ers had an opportunity to do that out in San Francisco, and it didn't work.
No, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
You got to just revert back to that game. What's been in your head recently? And for me, that's it. I think you get Za'Darius Smith back, Devondre Campbell, you let him sit out a game, and now he's a little bit healthier. I think it's a much healthier football team than what you saw the last 6 weeks, 7 weeks, with some guys getting back in the rest that they've gotten. And now I think you see a banged up 49ers team actually coming into this game with Fred Warner. That's going to hurt him a lot if he can't play what he said he's going to play, but it's going to be banged up. Bosa with the concussion, that was a pretty big hit. You talked about Garoppolo with his shoulder. They got a lot of stuff going on where I feel like the Packers are the healthiest of the two of those teams.
Gary, I've had multiple people, Sparky, callers, bring up a dream that you've had as to why they believe so strongly that the Green Bay Packers are going to win not just this Sunday, but the next three Sundays to bring home a Lombardi Trophy. What is this dream? What did you dream?
Yeah, I mean, the last time I had the dream, Rami, it was when the Packers won the Super Bowl.
Oh, I remember. I was working with you then. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And I had the same thing. I don't know if it's epiphany or whatever you guys call them, big words.
Yeah, yeah.
I had one of those. And I also, in that same dream, Rom Dog, I had that the Aaron Rodgers, they won the Super Bowl, and Aaron Rodgers signed a new contract with the Green Bay Packers.
All in the same dream?
All in the same dream, Rom Dog.
Did he announce it, like, from the podium while holding up the trophy that he was coming back next year, that there was a contract in place?
No, I had to go pee when that happened.
In your dream, or you actually had
to? In my dream.
Okay.
Because sometimes I don't know if you dream like that, because that's how people wet the bed. Sometimes they dream like they're actually peeing, and it actually happens. But I'm old enough now to know when I dream that. Sure. I need to wake up.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Yeah. At what age did you get that down? At what age was that not a problem anymore?
About 11 or 12.
Good. I'm glad you figured that out. So,
and then you had to differentiate between. Like, was that like my real, like, was that a pee dream, or was that other thing that you normally have when you get to be that age, you know?
Sure. Yeah, I'm not quite at that age yet. I don't need to share that with you. I don't need to divulge all that. I was about to tell you.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
I stopped myself. I just stopped myself. All right. So is Do you see the 49ers as a weak out in the NFC? Because I see them as maybe the toughest out. Are you on 10 for like all the remaining games? There's not a doubt in your mind that the Packers are going to run the table and finish this thing.
No, it's not a doubt. The Packers are a better team. If they don't win at all, it's on them. They've got the best football team right now in the NFL. I think I said this to you before, maybe 3 weeks ago. I'm still staying there. They are the best football team in the NFL, Rami.
And that was before
all these jokers are not coming back.
Yeah, that's got people really riding high, man. Is all these guys coming back, I think, is what's really fueling a lot of this optimism. And I can see why that would fuel so much optimism. But I just wonder how, Gary, you tell me. You're a former player. I'm sure you've come back from injuries before. How long does it take you to be back in? We heard Nathaniel Hackett last week talking about getting these guys in football condition and how that's not something that you can simulate or replicate in any practice or anything. You got to play the game to get into football shape. How long does it take for those guys, or do you think it'll take for those guys to get their legs under them and really be back to themselves?
Well, the Packers, they've been kind of laying the groundwork for this. We weren't privy of this. I mean, it felt like, from what I've been reading about David Bakhtiari, he could have been back like a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they just chose to kind of keep him back to get him as close to 100% as possible. And then that's why you saw a Detroit game where they just kind of spelled him in. Josh Myers were ready. And they just kind of put him in there. And I think on defense, if Jair comes back, Zadarius come back, I think that's even better on defense because you can just play those guys in your nickel and dime package and what they do well. Zadarius is going to let them go rush the pass, go get the quarterback. Jair, just go guard that guy over there. And I think so it serves them well better defensively, more so than David Bakhtiari. He's going to have to go a whole game. Now, I don't know if they sub him out or what they're going to do, but I think it's tough to do on the offensive line.
You can do that with pass rushers, though, and with cornerbacks when it comes to Merciless and Zadarius Smith and Jair Alexander.
Right. Situational, yes.
Talking with Gary Ellerson, former Packer and Badger running back. Catch him on Spectrum News 1 tonight at 7, along with Leroy Butler and Dennis Krause. And, of course, weekdays 10 to 2 right here on The Fan on the Wendy's Big Show. Now, Gary, you know I respect your musical taste and your musical opinions, right, from all the years together that we worked on the Wendy's Big Show. Were you a fan of Eddie J. Lemberger and Bucks Lust during the Bucks playoff run last year?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay,
yeah.
You get into that. Were you feeling the Bucks Lust, or were you one of the people not really getting on board with the Bucks Lust?
Yeah, I liked it a lot, but your good friend Steve Sparky Pfeiffer didn't like it.
Yeah, he wasn't a fan. He wasn't really a fan.
True.
Well, Eddie gave us We Rule This Diamond for the Brewers playoff run. It did not work out, but Eddie J is back, Gary Ellerson, with this world of green and gold, and it's an exclusive right here on the Rami Show. I just wanted to play a little bit of it and get your thoughts, Gary Ellerson, as the musical with your musical acumen that you bring weekdays 10 to 2 on the Rami Show. Here's Eddie J. Lemberger and This World of Green and Gold.
Green and gold. We live this world of green and gold. We're gifted, oh, my green and gold. More than a century of victories. We're dynamic like magic. We live this world of superior tradition. We reign supreme, champions on a mission. Superb title, town esteem. We gave birth to the Super Bowl. We won there first. We're the bedrock of this football universe.
What do we think, GE? You feeling this?
No, I'm not feeling that crazy. No.
Not feeling it? Not feeling it.
Sorry, Eddie.
All right. Well, I want you to be honest. I want you to be honest.
Sometimes you try too hard.
Think that's what happened there? Eddie was trying a little too hard.
Yeah, he tried.
What would be your critique? Let's say he was going to go back in the lab and tweak it. What would you change about it? What's wrong with it?
He just didn't grab me. I don't know what Eddie's doing on that. Sometimes stuff grabs you. That didn't grab me.
All right. Okay. What can
sometimes stuff grabs you. That, you know.
What's gonna be grabbing us at 7 o'clock tonight on Spectrum News One when Gary Leroy and Dennis Krause sit down to talk some Packers? What can we look forward to?
Well, Leroy wasn't very happy with Dennis today.
What happened?
Well, he played that San Francisco cut where T.O. caught the ball in the end zone. You might want to check his reaction.
Why would they do that to lead 36?
I know. Why would they do that to our dude? Before the show even started, he said, y'all better not play that cut they played.
That's dirty, man. That's dirty. Even I wouldn't do that. That's dirty right there. That is not cool, Dennis Krause. We'll catch that tonight on Spectrum News 1 at 7 o'clock. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Dennis Krause sit down for the roundtable. And, of course, weekdays 10 to 2 here on The Fan and statewide on the Big Show Network and the Green and Gold postgame show after the divisional round this Saturday. GE, appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right. Can't wait, buddy. Yep.
There's,
have a good one.
There's Gary Ellerson joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of bankability. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today.